It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
I'm Harris Faulkner.
I'm Greg Gutfeld.
I'm Janice Dean, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Tuesday, January 24th, 2023. I'm John Saucier. Anytime music superstar Taylor Swift goes on tour, the earth seems to shift. But this most recent tour announcement turned into a major debacle for a major ticket seller. Now Live Nation's on Capitol Hill, and they have some explaining to do.
You know, if you don't go with them, you're not going to get the best venue. And it hits the artists, it hits the venues. The venues are afraid not to go with them. And so it's this vicious cycle.
This is the Fox News Rundown, Evening Edition. The Senate should...
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
Judiciary Committee busy on Tuesday, taking a good hard look at Ticketmaster and its practices selling tickets for the nation's concerts. Millions of fans across the country were unable to purchase tickets to the Taylor Swift's The Eras Tour after Ticketmaster's website left fans in virtual queues for hours.
Just say no to Ticketmaster monopolies, period. Right.
No more ticket gouging. We've had enough.
We have had enough of this.
Some of these fans showing their displeasure there in Washington. Joe Berchtold is president and CFO of Live Nation Entertainment, says they're very sorry.
This is what led to a terrible consumer experience, which we deeply regret. We apologize to the fans. We apologize to Ms. Swift. We need to do better.
But that might not be quite enough. Here's Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Senator Dick Durbin for his take.
These issues are symptomatic, I think, of a larger problem. The ticketing and live entertainment markets lack competition, and they are dominated by a single entity.
Live Nation and Ticketmaster merged in 2010 to bring together the country's top ticket seller and top live event promoter. Senator Amy Klobuchar wrote a letter to Ticketmaster expressing concern about the lack of competition in today's ticketing industry. So is there something to this?
There's definitely bad blood between Ticketmaster and Swifties, that's for sure. And this is something that the Senate Judiciary Committee could just not shake it off when it comes to these antitrust issues.
We're speaking today with Fox News senior congressional correspondent Chad Pergram in Washington.
This all came up. There was this whole issue about Taylor Swift going on tour. And back in November or so, people were trying to buy tickets left and right, and they just could not get them. And during the hearing today, the CEO of Live Nation, which owns Ticketmaster, came out and said that they were hit with 3.5 billion, that's billion with a B, requests for that tour. That's a staggering figure. That's amazing. Some of the problem was automation, bots, and they said, you know, the whole system crashed and there were millions of Swift fans who could not get tickets. So what to do? Well, Marsha Blackburn, Republican senator from Tennessee, said, you know, we have government agencies, we have hospitals, we have healthcare providers, police departments. They get hit with bots all the time. They've figured this out. Now, Live Nation says that they spent about $1 billion on trying to combat bots over the past decade or so. And there was one witness in the hearing said, you can't just blame this on bots, John.
Right. And it's an interesting point about Senator Blackburn, because she was publicly rebuked by Taylor Swift herself during a campaign a couple years ago. And now there's a whole Taylor documentary about just that. Let's talk about Live Nation and Ticketmaster. These two companies merged a few years back, and now they're the largest ticket seller and event venue area and company really in the entire nation. Chad, I go to a lot of shows and live music shows, and I'm telling you, every time you go, you've got to pay so many fees now, especially with Ticketmaster. Do you think that some of this Judiciary Committee hearing has to do with taking a look and see if this company is just a little too big now?
Well, the Department of Justice approved the merger in 2010, but there have been issues with fees going back to the early 1990s. Pearl Jam had an issue with fees. And there was another witness who's kind of an expert on the business side of this who talked about once you make your purchase of tickets for concerts. You look at the base price. You go down. There's all sorts of other fees and add-ons as you go down. You don't actually know until you get to the final line, and you've already made the purchase, what the total cost is, what your card is charged. And that's a problem. So potentially they could maybe introduce legislation. There was a hot minute on Capitol Hill today where we saw that Merrick Garland was going to hold a press conference about antitrust issues. And I called David Spunt, our correspondent down at the Justice Department, to say, hey, is this about Taylor Swift and Live Nation and everything else? People weren't sure. It turned out to be that was about Google, of course. But, you know, that was an interesting optic. Just the fact, though, that that issue has been out there for so long with Ticketmaster and Live Nation being so large. You know, one of the artists who testified during the hearing, he indicated that, you know, Ticketmaster is so big that, you know, if you don't go with them, you're not going to get the best venue, and it hits the artists, it hits the venues. The venues are afraid not to go with them. And so it's this vicious cycle. We think about all the different players from, you know, parking to concessions and everything else. And they're all afraid that if they're, you know, they're not going to get their cut of the money if they don't go with Ticketmaster because they're the big guy on the block.
Yeah. And just back to that Pearl Jam thing, that was all the way back in 1994 for their summer tour. Then yeah. Pearl Jam, they made the complaint to the Justice Department. And they said then that Ticketmaster was a monopoly, using these long-term contracts to their advantage as well. Congress did have hearings, but it actually turned out that Ticketmaster countered. They terminated Pearl Jam's protests, and they called it a publicity stunt to try and make album sales. The band members at that point testified as well. My question is, why is Congress even looking at this? I know 3.5 billion requests is a lot of people, even if some of them were bots. But, Chad, you know, we have a number of huge issues going on in Washington right now. The debt ceiling needs to be negotiated. Republicans figuring things out over in the House. Why does the Senate Judiciary Committee want to take their time talking about this issue?
Well, there's an antitrust subcommittee, and that's what they deal with. If they weren't looking at issues like this that affects, you know, millions of Americans, frankly, you know, they would be criticized there. And Congress can walk and chew gum at the same time. This is the first week of the new year that the Senate has been in for legislative business. There's nothing big on the table. There's a couple of lower tier nominations. There is no plan to deal with the debt ceiling. They don't have to actually address that until early June. So, you know, it's not like there's something that they have to hit right now. I mean, this is the, you know, the usual beginnings of a Congress. It's kind of slow, with the exception of when you have the House of Representatives and you can't figure out who your speaker is going to be, which consumed the first week. So, you know, the start of a new Congress, unless there's a crisis right off the bat, it would not be rare. And I think that that's why they figured this is a good opportunity to do this. And remember, you know, the Swift situation that happened late last year, you know, so this is a timely opportunity to get into that.
Absolutely. This is Fox News senior congressional correspondent Chad Pergram. He is on Capitol Hill. Chad, you mentioned that maybe possibly if this hearing goes somewhere that Congress might be able to file new legislation to do something with Ticketmaster to maybe better benefit artists or fans alike. What about just leaning on Ticketmaster a little bit to say, hey, maybe you decrease those fees, maybe you get your computer systems together better? Because it seems like legislation would be going very, very far, even in a case this big.
Well, again, consider the problems that they would face getting something through a narrowly divided Congress. I mean, of course, there was a lot of things that got through last Congress, even though it was narrowly divided. So, you know, who knows? You know, it's hard to predict at this stage what rises to the fore. That said, John Kennedy, Republican senator from Louisiana, said, well, you know, not every kid can afford $500 to go see Taylor Swift perform. He said, why don't you just lower the concert tickets? I don't know how Taylor Swift feels about that, but, you know, that's the same thing with Bruce Springsteen and others. I mean, as you say, you know, you go to these shows and it costs a pretty penny. And it's just not, you know, music shows. Consider how much money goes into tickets with the NFL. This came up during the hearing that it was about, you know, 70% of all NFL tickets are exchanged, you know, on Ticketmaster for football. So this is not just music today. It's probably going to be sports and other events later. And it's already creeping into that area as well.
Today, Taylor Swift seems to be the actress in Ticketmaster's bad dreams. Senators had some tough questions for Live Nation executives after a major failure in the Taylor Swift Eras Tour rollout. One of those questions might be, is this company too big now? Are they picking on the consumer or the artist? Fox's Chad Pergram is no stranger to live music, and he says Ticketmaster may be in the process of facing the music on Capitol Hill. Are you ready for it? Because we continue the convo next. And there's a huge demand for concerts, sporting events, really anything post-pandemic, because we're all locked up for so long and these things went away. You're seeing even in a couple of years after we've come out of it, people are flocking to sporting events. They're flocking, obviously, to concerts. I mean, 3.5 billion requests for tickets to Taylor Swift is not a small feat. Chad, I like to go to concerts. I'm more of a heavy metal fan, I know, like yourself. But I was curious, did you happen to listen to Taylor Swift's latest album, Midnights? And if so, what do you think of it?
I have not. I know some of her lyrics, obviously. I know some of her songs. That's important. I know that, you know, her latest hit, Anti-Hero, you know, has spent 8 non-consecutive weeks at number one. So that makes her, you know, from that metric, you know, her biggest hit. But as you say, I'm a more of a heavy metal fan, classic rock, Iron Maiden. See them at the Barclays Center. I've seen them in Pittsburgh. I've seen them in New York, a couple of other places. So that's more my speed.
Yeah, I feel you. And those Iron Maiden shows are epic, if not as epic as some Taylor Swift shows.
That's
for
right.
Sure. But Chad, as a fellow metal fan, I do like Taylor Swift. And I would recommend the album Reputation for you, because there's a lot of political undertones in that one. And I think you might get into it. And then if you do, you might want to check out the video associated with it, too, of her live concert from that tour.
I like political songs. You know, one of my favorite political songs of all time, early 70s song, and it's not even a rock song at all, The Revolution Will Not Be Televised by Gil Scott-Heron. Listen to that sometime. There's a lot of politics in that song, especially if you listen to kind of the, you can consider the era, early 70s as well. Gil Scott-Heron, The Revolution Will Not Be Televised.
And plenty of stuff that I'm sure is still pertinent to today. Fox News senior congressional correspondent and part-time heavy metal correspondent Chad Pergam in Washington. Thanks for being with us here on the Fox News Evening Edition podcast.
My pleasure.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. And now, stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen ad-free on Fox News Podcasts Plus on Apple Podcasts. And Prime members can listen to the show ad-free on Amazon Music. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.